In a landmark case, lawyers have launched court action to challenge Indonesia's 50-year incorporation of Papua into its territory. Lawyers representing about 20 Papuans are seeking a judicial review at the country's highest court, arguing the UN-supervised referendum known as the Act of Free Choice that effectively handed Papua to Indonesia was illegal because just over 1,000 people could vote out of a population of 800,000. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
Even before the UN-backed referendum on Papua took place in 1969, the result was widely known.
The official result will not be announced in Jakarta until sometime around the middle of next month. But to the Indonesians, the result is already a foregone conclusion. West Irian will remain with Indonesia.
That was the ABC's own correspondent who covered the vote from what then was Irian Jaya.
President Suharto himself publicly declared some time ago that any other decision would be an act of betrayal.
For decades, Papuans have denounced the referendum as a sham, and Indonesia has crushed any outbreak of sectarian unrest. But now Papuans have taken the fight to the courts. They've come before Indonesia's constitutional court in Jakarta to formally challenge the 1969 vote.
It was no act of free choice. Act of no choice. No choice.
Phil Arari was a student in Jakarta when the referendum was held. He wanted to vote but says he was told by Papuan leaders he couldn't. Only 1,025 Papuans were handpicked to take part. All of them voted to remain part of Indonesia.
They were heavily intimidated, telling them that they have to state that you will remain a part of Indonesia.
And did they really want that?
Of course not.
Lawyers for several Papuans want the court to acknowledge the referendum was illegal and led to a violation of their rights. Their spokesman Agus Sumule says at the very least they want a truth commission set up to expose the wrongs of the past.
So from a point of view, it is not a threat to anyone. It's not a threat to the Republic. It is actually will make Indonesia stronger if they will be willing to go into that direction.
Phil Arari supports a second genuine referendum.
That the people should give in their personal right to fight for their political rights in Papua.
Indonesia has dismissed the demand, saying the Papua issue is finished and can't be discussed anymore. And whatever the court's judgment, it's unlikely to bring any real change on the ground. More than 1 million Indonesians have migrated to Papua since 1969. Today, they outnumber the indigenous population in many areas and dominate the economy, police and the military. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta for AM.